Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Noach, we hear about how after the flood waters raged, they eventually stopped. And the Torah says that Noach opened the window of the Teva and he sent out first a raven and then he sent out a dove. And we have to ask a few questions on this episode. First of all, the Torah says why Noach eventually sent the dove. The Torah says in Perekes Pasukes that Noach sent the dove, Liros Hakalu Hamaim Meal Pnei Ha'adama, to see if the waters had lessened, if they had diminished. But in the Pasuk right before that, the Torah just says that Noach sent the raven, but no explanation is given as to why he sent out the raven. So why? Why did he send the raven? And we can ask another question. Eventually, when Noach finally discovered that the rains had stopped and that the Teva came to a rest on Har Ararat, the Torah says that Noach had to be told to leave the Teva. Why did Hashem have to say in Perek Ches Pasuk Tazayin, Tzei Min HaTeva? Why did Hashem have to tell Noach to leave the Teva? Noach wasn't going to stay in there forever, was he? And a final question for now. The Medrash says in Breishis Rabba, Parsha Lamed Gimel Piska Vav, the Medrash there has a discussion regarding where the olive branch came from that the dove returned with. And one opinion in the Medrash is that of Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi says, Niftichu la sha'arei Gan Eden vehevia oso. Rav Bibi says that the gates of Gan Eden opened up for the dove, and she brought the olive branch from there. And the question is, what does that mean? Why did the gates of Gan Eden have to be opened up to get the olive branch? And furthermore, how did that help Noach? Noach was trying to figure out if the floodwaters had subsided, but getting a branch from Gan Eden would not help him figure that out. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. In the beginning of Parshas Noach, Noach was told by Hashem that Hashem was going to destroy the world and that Noach must build a teva. God never told Noach what was going to be after the Mabul would end, or if it would even end at all. Noach was just told, go into the teva, bring your family, bring the animals, bring your food, and that's it. So what's going to happen after the Mabul? Noach was never told. And then it happens. The rains come, and Noach goes into the Teva, and he spends a whole year there, just him and God, so to speak. It's the perfect world. Why would he ever leave this utopia? And the Medrash says in Breishis Rabba, Parsha Lamed Gimel Piska Hey, that Noach sent the raven, because Noach said that the raven was Tameh. It wasn't kosher. Noach says, Matzorech la'olam bach. Lo la'achila velo la'korban. My utopian world, says Noach, my teva, my perfect world, has no use for you. You can't be eaten, and you can't be used as a korban. Those are the only things we need in this perfect teva, and you can't help with either of these. So, vayishalach es ha'orev, he sends the raven away. It's okay if the raven perishes, because there's no need for him. I will say parenthetically that the Medrash, that the raven does return to the Teva, and the Medrash says that Hashem told Noach that the world does need the ravens. Later in Sefer Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin, when Hashem told Eliyahu Anavi to leave society, the Navi says it was the ravens that brought Eliyahu bread and meat. In any case, Noach had every reason to stay in the Teva, the perfect holy Teva. Send out the Tamei birds, send out the Tamei animals, but everyone else stays in. And then Noach sends the dove, and this time there's a reason. Liros hakalu hamayim me'al panei adama. The Torah doesn't say that Noach would get out of the Teva if and when the waters subsided. And again, there is no reason for Noach to get out of the Teva. He and his family will stay there forever. They'll continue a life of Kedusha in the Teva. There will never be a reason to leave. Perhaps Noach wanted to know if the waters subsided so that he could let the ravens and the other Tamei animals go out. Or maybe there was another reason. But there was no reason and no interest to leave the Teva. Just the opposite. Let's stay in here forever. We can live in the Teva forever. And then the dove comes back. And the dove has an olive leaf in her mouth. But the olive leaf came from Gan Eden. And that brought a powerful message to Noach. leaving the Teva is part of the plan all along. There's dry land, and you can come out of the Teva. You must come out of the Teva. Yes, the world can be Tameh, but the world can also become Kadosh and Tahor. You can get to Gan Eden by leaving the Teva, not by staying in. The Teva is not the ideal. It was never the end goal. It was just temporarily. Look at what the dove brought you. And Tzemin HaTeva, come out of the Teva. Go rebuild the world. Rebuild the world by using the world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring Kedusha to the world, to bring peace to the world, to bring justice to the world. There's dry land out there and you must come out. And it's on that dry land and through that land that you and the rest of the world can get to Gan Eden. Have an amazing day, everyone.